Viewers of Madni channel, welcome to this Eid special. Alhamdulillah, a very blessed day. Let's start this day with a blessing of Durood-e Pak. And what we've got for you today is a very beautiful story. You're going to enjoy this very much. A beggar once came to some unbelievers and he asked them for something. And close to them was stood the great lion of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So in a mocking way, they sent him to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and said, go and ask him for something, thinking he won't have anything. When the beggar came over and he asked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he said, hold out your hand, clench your fist. He clenched his fist and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala blew onto it. And they said, go and open this fist in front of those people. Now they're laughing, thinking, that's not going to achieve anything. Nothing's going to happen. He walks over to them. He opens his fist and there's gold coins in there, dinar in there. They're amazed by this karamat, this saintly miracle of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. When asked, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala gave the secret to the world. He said, I recited Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I blew on the fist and alhamdulillah, this saintly miracle happened. A lot of unbelievers accepted Islam upon seeing this saintly miracle of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the month of Ramadan has been amazing. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that we have had are unmatched. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy knows no bounds. And the Muslims have been reaping in these rewards. Every night the creator of the heavens and the earth has been calling out, his mercy has been calling out to the people and saying, come and harvest this amazing crop, increase your deeds manifold. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the intelligent, the wise, alhamdulillah, have reaped the rewards. Now is the time to get even a bigger gift from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we're blessed with the day of Eid al-Fitr. Now, a lot of people, they see this day as a day of celebration, and so they should. Because what does the glorious Quran say? Surah Yunus, part 11, verse 58. Say you, only Allah's grace and only His mercy. On it, therefore, let them rejoice. So we're supposed to celebrate these good times. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Eid al-Fitr is a great occasion for celebration. But it's all about how you celebrate, what you do. You've had this month of piety. You've had this month of making sure that you did not disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. You spent the days fasting, the nights standing in worship, earning these rewards, getting rid of your sins, getting freedom from the fire of hell. What did the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say? The first 10 days of mercy, the middle 10 days of forgiveness, and the last 10 days of freedom from hell. You've worked all those three portions. You've worked very hard. Now is the day for reward. What do we do today though? Do we abandon everything? This is such a day that, you know, all the way through Ramadan, you've been working hard day and night, fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Not even a drop of water went down your throat when nobody was watching. Why? Because you were conscious that Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is watching. At night, rather than sleep on the soft bed, you stood in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. You made sure that you pleased Allah Azza wa Jal. You stayed away from everything that was disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now we do something which is totally contrary to all the training we've had in this month. 30 blessed days. We have been trained and this training was to last us all year. And yet we abandon it on Eid day. Even the shaitan is screaming, he's angry, he's upset, he's disappointed. And he says to the shayateen, they ask him, why, O master, are you upset on this day? And he says, you don't know. The ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has worked hard during Ramzan. Allah azza wa jalla has forgiven them all. That's why I'm angry. Go out and make them commit sin. Make them fulfill their desires. Make them do wrongs. And so they all set out. Now that's their plan. But what is ours? Suddenly the 30 days of training disappear. Suddenly we start to think about all the worldly things we've missed. And suddenly we think, right, we need to catch up. And the shaitan instills that in us. Oh, I've missed this, this and this. Therefore, I need to catch up. And within a few days, the training of Ramadan disappears. You know, one of the beautiful wisdoms of Amir al-Sunnat is the three-day Madni Kafla. We call it the Chandrat Kafla, where people travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal over the Eid days. You know, one of the wisdoms is that you stay away from all these attractions of Eid and mixing and all these foods and all the desires and everything else. And when you come back, everything's calmed down and you maintain that spirituality. Because a lot of us, let's face it, alhamdulillah, we've built up spirituality during Ramadan, but come Eid day, we lose a lot of that. We kind of almost let everything loose. And that wasn't it. Ramadan was here to teach you control. Even the things that were halal, you couldn't do during the day. This was what Ramadan was. It was all about controlling your desires. And yet, what does the shaitan say to us? Oh, it's Eid. Now you can do what you want. People go out and they spend thousands. When it comes to giving in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal during Ramadan, when it comes to zakat and fitrah and everything else, what we do is we get by with the bare minimum. So we'll pay whatever we have to. And when it comes to fitrah, we'll take the lowest amount that we have to give. But when it comes to Eid shopping, we're very extravagant. Now, it's good to buy new clothes, but do you have to spend all these hundreds of pounds on all these lavish clothes and, you know, these luxuries of life? You don't. Ramadan was here to teach us control. Ramadan was here to teach us modesty. Ramadan was here to teach us piety. And alhamdulillah, that's what we've got to maintain in Eid. On Eid day, we should be planning to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, this night that we have, a lot of us think this is the night of shopping. Actually, it is one of the nights of great reward from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This night is so special that the pious predecessors used to spend this in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to beg Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy, and they used to present their supplications in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And yet today, we think, oh, it's the night of shopping, and off we go. No, don't do this. You've built up 30 days. You've got, you know, you're climbing a mountain and you're getting to the top. And suddenly when you get to the top, you think, well, what a view, I'll throw myself off. No, this wasn't the whole journey climbing up this mountain. The whole journey was that when you get to the top of the mountain, you become wise. You become patient. You become tolerant. You recognize the Creator and you sit there and enjoy the scenery rather than throw yourself off on Eid day. And a lot of us, we lose our spirituality, we lose our piety. There are some amongst us who even start to miss their salah on Eid day. They've prayed every day, five times a day, Taraweeh salah during Ramadan. And suddenly on Eid day, as if it's a day off. It isn't. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, He Azza wa Jal, who's created death and life that He may test you as to whose work is excellent amongst you. The whole point of our life was to better ourselves. The whole point of our life was to move forward, to gain something from Ramadan, to change our lives, to better ourselves. We're human beings, we're not animals. Animals just carry on their life laboriously, eating, drinking, sleeping. But as humans, we were there to gain spirituality. We were there to increase our worth in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We were there to make life better in this world. And by making it better in this world, by obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, make our life better in the grave and the hereafter. Now Ramadan has set it up. You've done the foundation. You've built everything. Now you can build a skyscraper and come Eid day, you drive a bulldozer through it. Allahu Akbar. We've got to start thinking. You know, it's like all the month you earn. Say, for example, you've got a very lucrative contract and the employer was going to pay you 70 times more and increase your rewards. And so you've got sacks of money. You know, 30 days, you've invested, you worked hard, and you've got a storeroom full of, you know, pound bags. Then suddenly, on Eid day, you decide, right, I'm going to throw all this into the river. Would you ever do that? If we're not going to do it with our pounds and pence, why are we doing it with our deeds? That is the question. The real question is, how should we be celebrating Eid? What should we be doing? Should we not be grateful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that He's granted us this amazing month of Ramadan al-Mubarak? He's blessed us day and night. We've got food on the table. We've been doing sihri and iftari. We've been praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We were the chosen ones who were given everything. And then even after all of that and all the great rewards, He says, on Eid day, don't forget me and I will reward you with more. Akakreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us glad tidings of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal on this day. And yet what do? We arrange parties. We arrange gatherings which are non-Islamic. We, you know, I've missed out on cinemas, I've missed out on films, I've missed out on dramas, I've got to make everything up. And I've got to start on Eid day as well. Allahu Akbar. You know, you've worked so hard to get your sins forgiven. You worked so hard to gain that status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, gain that closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, gain that piety, that God consciousness. And then in one day, you're going to lose everything. Allahu Akbar. No, we can't work like this. Ramzan was there to last you all year. A lot of people ask, why can't we have Ramzan all year round? These amazing blessings, this piety, this fasting, you know. And a lot of brothers do. You'll be surprised. They fast on Mondays and Thursdays. They keep the sixth fast of Shawwal. They try to stretch that feeling of Ramzan all the way through the year. So they fast twice a week. You know, in Ramzan, they read a lot of Quran. They try and keep that going. They get up for Fajr. They read an hour's Quran. Then they do zikr during the day. They serve their parents. They're nice to everybody. They act as if it is Ramzan. And alhamdulillah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal knows no bounds. If you mentally think that this is Ramzan, this is the training I've got, I'm going to carry on after Ramzan as if it was Ramzan. The creator of the heavens and the earth, his mercy knows no bounds. He will reward you like Ramzan. Allah Azza wa Jal can reward you in any way he wants. And if you get these great rewards outside Ramzan, subhanAllah, who is better than you in the world? This is why Ramzan was different. This is why Ramzan was special. It was here to change our inner state. The outer state, we quickly take off the grabs, we put on the new Eid clothes. But if our inner state hasn't changed, then what has Ramzan done for us? You know, one question, how many Ramzans have gone by? How much have we changed? Are we going to let this Ramzan be the same? Are we going to say, no change in me? You know, come the Eid day, I'm back to where I was on the first of Ramadan. Then what have we gained? Apart from thirst and hunger during the fasting. Because Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are some people who will only gain thirst and hunger. You don't want to be amongst those people. You want to be amongst those people who've come out of this Ramzan and their life has changed. They've taken a new turn. They're not depressed. They're not upset. They're not thinking of sins. They're now thinking that I don't know when death will approach me. I want to change myself. Allah Azza wa Jal has given me the golden opportunity of Ramadan. In Ramzan, I was obedient in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. In Ramzan, I knew Allah Azza wa Jal was watching me. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal is still watching me. Every action I do, Allah Azza wa Jal knows. Everything, every decision I make, Allah Azza wa Jal knows. So if I'm still God conscious, I'm like Ramzan, nothing's changed. Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, is still blessing and bestowing his mercy. The time, okay, Ramzan is gone, but your life still carries on. Are you really going to abandon everything? And what are you going to abandon it for? This is the question. For nothing? For this world? Let's not do that. So when you celebrate Eid, think about it this way. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is looking for you. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal wants to forgive. Allah Azza wa Jal wants you to be obedient in his court, so that he can bless you with even more. So on Eid day, the first thing you need to do is make sure that you protect your salah. On Eid day, the first thing you want to do is protect your salah. On Eid day, you want to make sure that you read the Quran. Yes, get to the masjid, read Eid namaz, meet your relatives, be nice to everybody. Try to avoid any contentious talk and try and be nice. But above all else, all day Eid day, thank Allah Azza wa Jal, not only for the blessings of Ramadan, but the blessings of Eid al-Fitr. Ameen bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.